Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that you've been working on ways to connect consumers with a local beef experience. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has a new resource on its homepage for local beef. For those consumers looking for a local connection to a beef producer, there's many ways to buy local. You can look at labels at the grocery store, visit a farmer's market, or buy direct from a farm or ranch. To make this easier, our local beef page features a link to the Made in Oklahoma directory. We also have a guide that walks consumers through what to expect when they purchase beef through a locker plant. In other words, how much beef will they receive? We also developed a questionnaire to help a consumer walk through the purchasing process. So, for instance, what kind of steaks do you want and how thick do you want them? From OSU, we have a freezer guide for beef purchasing. And we also have beef cut charts and cookery information.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about local beef, go to oklabeef.org, look for the resources column, and select local beef. That's oklabeef.org.
Well, today's futures markets have had quite a ride. We've been all over the board. You know, into last night we had the election and the swings back and forth between who is favored and the stock market moving. Currently, the stock market is up about 650 points and nearly 200 off the high. So it was up over 800 at one point on the Dow Jones. And the other markets are sort of reflecting that volatility. We've got the live cattle and feeder cattle higher today, with the feeder cattle leading the way. November's up $1.52 at 137.65. January up 207 at 135.25. March is up $1.70 at 134.85. So the feeder cattle really, really strong here. Live cattle are down 20 in December, but that's the only month that's lower. We have 107.62 down 20. There was a 107 cash trade today, which I guess would be a little bit disappointing. February was up 27 at 110.57. April's up 67. June's up 82. So the strongest months are out there in 2021. The box beef today, it looks like at midday was up 83 cents on choice at 210.27. So it's really been hanging in there. And a lot of talk about the number of cattle on feed, you know, being at a record, and long-term projections of that eventually weighing on the market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 5th. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,100 head to be sold, 2,600 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 10,600 weaned calves. If you like details about when a lot may sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 1-800-422-2117.
What a day for the grain futures today. We were really high in the soybeans, 20 to 22 cents higher here. I put January at about 10.86, up 22. So really, really strong move there. Corn up about 2 cents here with December, 1 to 2 cents with December up 1 at 401 and 3 quarters. Kansas City July wheat is up 2.5 at 574. Chicago July is up 1 and a quarter at 60.32. And then cotton futures today, currently are down 26 at 69.98. And again, today's action is really all about what the election is going to bring and what new policies are around the corner. And in some ways, it's exciting. In some ways, you know, it's just the fear of the unknown. The bean market, of course, it looks like it's locking the outcome here. It's China. Maybe the Chinese-U.S. relationship will go back to the way it was, 5 years ago or longer. It's hard to tell at this point because we're still way out, but. And then the outside markets, such as crude oil, is actually quite a bit higher today. January crude's up $1.45 at $39.44. Heating oil is up about 4 cents. And then unleaded gasoline also up. It's currently up about 3 cents a gallon.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you or not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.